Does that make sense? That's the wrong question. That's not the question Jesus asked. That's not the question Paul asked. We're not called to ask what is okay for me to do. We're called to ask what the Lord's will is and what is best and what is loving. Not what can I get away with. All right? Notice in Exodus, freedom has a goal. Moses says to Pharaoh, let my people go. Who can complete this sentence? So that they can serve me. Okay? So that they can serve me. And this is one of the most important things I want to talk about. There's two parts to freedom, or you could say two kinds of freedom, maybe. There's freedom from, and there's freedom to. All right? Freedom from, in the case of Israel, was they were enslaved externally. Okay? They were oppressed. And freedom from, in their case, meant getting out of slavery. All right? And I might call that external freedom. But then there's freedom to. Freedom to, with a purpose, going somewhere. The freedom to is to serve the Lord. And what we need to understand is that in the wilderness, God set them free in a night. In the wilderness, they took a long time getting free internally. It took them 40 years. Okay, so there's the freedom from external circumstances, but then there's the internal freedom. Being able to be free to truly serve God with a willing heart. And Israel really struggles with this. Does this make sense? And I would suggest discipleship is about learning that internal freedom. Learning to be free from desires and fears and anxieties. And by the way, think about how much this can resonate today with people. People are slaves to fear. They're slaves to their desires. They're slaves to all kinds of things. And God wants to bring about an internal freedom in his people. It's freedom from serving Pharaoh, who's a cruel master. Remember, Paul says, the wages of sin is death. What does that mean? Serving sin is a cruel taskmaster. Just like serving Pharaoh was cruel, serving sin is a cruel taskmaster. But freedom to serve God, who is a loving father, that's the gift of eternal life. All right? But again, this is a process, and this is a long discipleship. So maybe a theme scripture in the New Testament that I want to give us for all this is Galatians 5:13. For brethren, you have been called to liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh. But what does the rest say? But by love serve one another. What is freedom for? It is for serving. And if you're not able to love, if you're not able to lay down your life for others, if you're not able to serve in some capacity, you're not free. All right? Whatever stands in the way of you being able to lay your life down for your brothers is precisely what you're enslaved to. All right? And the Lord comes because he wants to set us free. All right? So that internal freedom is harder. All right? And again... Paul tells us in Corinthians that these words of the Old Testament from the wilderness, from Exodus and Leviticus and Numbers and Deuteronomy are written for us. When you read Exodus, you need to read it as your story. Okay, we're not Jews, but we have been grafted into the family of God. And this is our story. And we are meant to read it as our story. When we're reading these stories, we're meant to understand that God is speaking to us about what it means to be free. So the Israelites in the wilderness, their internal freedom, wrestling with the temptations and the difficulties. Just think about what are some of the things they did? What are some of the things they struggled with in the wilderness? Just name some of them. Everybody knows them. We all know this. All right. Hunger and the response to hunger, complaining and accusing God. What else? More than that. All right, sickness, they didn't have what they needed. Water, what? Accusing Moses, yeah. How about enemies? Did they have enemies? They had the Amalekites. How about temptation? Did they have temptation? Yeah, they had. They worshipped idols. And what did they do when they worshipped idols? They were tempted to the partying, all the stuff that went along with it, all those things around it. All right, those are the exact parallels with what we face. So there's parallels in all of that for what we face. And I also want to suggest that in the Gospel of Mark in particular, when Jesus is on his way to the cross in Jerusalem, that's a parallel to the Israelites in the wilderness, okay? The Israelites in the wilderness, they're trying to figure this out. They're not sure they want to follow God. They go back and forth on it. They don't understand him. They test God. And Jesus' disciples do the same thing. He says, guys, I'm going to die for the world. I want you to follow me so that you can lay down your lives for others too. And what do they do along the way? They fight about who's the greatest. They keep little kids from coming to him. All right. Now, I know we would never fight about who's the greatest, but do you ever do this? Well, I know I've got that, but at least I'm not that. Does that make sense? Anytime you think you wouldn't do the things you see the disciples do, just think a little harder. Right? So the Israelites in the wilderness, Jesus' disciples on the way to the cross and on their way to Jerusalem, and us now, we're all in the same boat. God is trying to make us free. The freest life there is the life of love. The freest life there is the poured out life. And it is a struggle to get free of the internal chains that keep us from laying down our lives for our brothers. Jesus said, no greater love has any man than this, then he would lay down his life for his friend. But in the song we sing, love of comfort, fear of whatever, all of these things keep us from it, but Jesus is faithful, and the thing is to stay following him. Does that make sense? In those initial stages, I think there were many times that the disciples were just like, I don't know, all right? I think Judas' problem is he just had it, and he wasn't going to do this being poured out thing. You know, I'm not doing this. I'm getting out, and I'm going to get what I can out of it, right? And I think that temptation can happen to us. So this book is about freedom, and this is important. He frees us so that we can free others, all right? And by the way, that's a struggle too. Moses has too many exoduses before he participates in the big one. All right, what's his first exodus? He's delivered. And he goes from almost dying to being royalty. It's when his mama puts him in the basket, right? He is delivered. He is saved and he becomes royalty, right? And now he's called to serve. He's delivered again when Pharaoh wants to kill him. And he runs and he hightails it. I guess you could say he has another deliverance. Zipporah delivers him. That's one of my favorite stories. Remember that one? God's about to kill him. All right, anyway, I'm getting distracted. So he frees us so we can free others. When God comes to Moses at the burning bush, Moses has a real struggle. I mean, for whatever reason, Moses is like, in the end, he's like, don't you think you could find somebody else? And I think that temptation is there for all of us. He frees you so that you can free others. And that is the direction of our lives. So as we're going through Exodus, I want to just give us all the challenge. He wants to set us free, and he wants you to give yourself to set others free. Okay? Moses was free. Maybe he just wanted to settle into retirement. You know? I mean, he's 80 at this point. I'd just like to retire on my back 40 with my family. Can we just leave it at that? And God says, I have a people to deliver. And I've delivered you, and now I want you to go deliver them, and I will be with you. And the key, well, we'll get into more of that next week. Does that make sense? So very quick summary. This is a book about freedom. God wants to set us free, and he wants to use us to set others free. So I think it's important to ask yourself, are you free? All right, and again, the way to ask this question, I mean, there's many ways to ask it. Are you characterized by serving in good works? Paul's not shy to say we should be known for our good works. Are you characterized by using the resources you have for others, right? Or are you characterized by consumption? Leisure, the way Paul puts it is, most people are preoccupied with their own stuff. Right? He's speaking of Timothy. But Timothy, I've got no one like Timothy, because he's preoccupied with y'all's stuff. Paul says, I just love sending Timothy to you because he's always talking about you and he's always praying about you. That's a good test of if you're free. You're free if you're praying for a lot of people other than yourself. Maybe more urgently than you're praying for yourself. Right? Because that's how Moses was. That's how Paul was. That's how Timothy was. Are you so preoccupied with your own stuff, though, and this is what makes you not free, that you cannot think of others? That you cannot think of what God has called you to be and do for others? What are your relationships like? Are your relationships a source of life for others? This makes sense? Are your relationships sort of like teamwork so that others can thrive, or are they really just about you enjoying yourselves? And by the way, God enjoys himself, right? Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, before they made anything, enjoyed themselves. But what was the product of their joy with one another? It was making you and me. What was the product of their joy with one another? It was sending Jesus to redeem you and me. Okay? God's not against enjoyment. But his enjoyment is of life together and life that brings forth more life. So what are your relationships like? Are they free or are they just turned inward? All right? Notice how we say free time. That's an interesting phrase. What is your time free? Is it characterized by thoughts of what God wants you to do and be for others? Or do you see it primarily as, finally? All right, for me, right? So those are some ways you can think about it. I just learned this. The word education comes from a Latin word, our Latin students, educare, which means to lead out. That's kind of cool, isn't it? Education is to lead someone out of something. All right? Education is an exodus. True education is an exodus from ignorance to knowledge. But see, Jesus is our teacher, and he is educating us. He is teaching us that a life turned in on ourselves is slavery, but a life poured out for others is freedom, and it is joy, and it is life. That's discipleship. He's leading us in the poured out life. And let me read this out of Mark 10:32. You may remember this. This is when Jesus is on the way to Jerusalem, and his disciples are like, what's he doing? If he goes there, they're going to kill him. And then he says, hey guys, I'm going to be killed. All right? And this is their response. And they were on the road going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was walking ahead of them, and they were amazed, and those who followed were afraid. Okay, they're like, he's going to get killed, and what's going to happen to us? What's going to happen to me? And Jesus understood this. He had to go to the cross and finish that work before he could then give us the Holy Spirit that would help us understand, guys, I love you. I'm trying to lead you out of slavery. I'm trying to lead you out of anxiety and self-orientation and an addiction to consumption. And I'm trying to lead you into a life that overflows in joy so that others can live. Amen? Amen. So that's what Exodus is in large part about, and we'll get into the details of it next week. But I want to call us back to Passover, back to communion, back to the table, because when we come to this table, we're following Jesus. We're eating the Passover. We're following him out. We're following, going out from slavery so that we can serve the Lord. All right? When we come to this table, this is the table of free men and women and children, where we use our freedom to serve one another in love, not where we use our freedom for the flesh. Amen? This is where we're nourished by that life that truly sets us free so that we can be a source of life for others. Amen? Amen. So let's come to the table.